Good morning. My name is Mike. This is the Odd Pod. And if this is your first time here, what I do is I interview other podcasters. It's just that simple. And today we have on Just Jeff and the Dazzlingly Uncool. I'm going to read a quick blurb from their Spotify account here. It says, Jeff, Rocky, and their cronies will discuss all things about growing up in the 70s and 80s. They hope to provide a sense of nostalgia to those who were there with them. Now, I talked to Jeff a bit. They are based in Texas. They focus a lot on Texas, well, I guess, stuff from the 80s. And I hope that you enjoy this podcast just as much as I did. This is an edited version. If you do want a copy of the unedited interview, you can find it on my Patreon account, and the link is below. Let's get started.
Not much. There's a Facebook recommendation here, and it's really nice. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, after stumbling across this startup podcast, I become enthralled with the many stories from the 80s that Just Jeff and friends have to share. If you're looking for a daily dose of nostalgia for you older folks, or looking to indulge in some firsthand stories from the past, this is the podcast to listen to. Travel back in time and experience a little bit of the old school cool that was the 80s. Jeff and Rocky, along with some other interesting characters, paint an amazing picture of some of their experiences growing up and also shed a little insight into the present as it compares to the past. Don't wait to hop on the bandwagon. Be one of the drivers of the wagon.
Wow. Yeah, that would make a good trailer.
I agree with you 100%.
Let's print it. Be sure to listen to the Just Jeff and Friends podcast. New episodes coming out every Thursday.
Really, with all that gray hair, you'd think that you'd be the wisest man on the block.
You know, I kind of missed the my graduating class of 86. We didn't quite have the computer lab yet. I kind of missed it. My wife tells me every day I'm not old enough to not understand computers. Maybe I'm just too lazy to learn them.
Maybe. So what, you're born in 68?
68. Yep. Yeah, so you said you were born in 70.
Yeah, I graduated in 88.
Well, welcome to the 50 Club, unless your birthday is between now and January 1st.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Yeah, 50.
Yeah.
What happened, though, is my wife sent me these, or she had these masks made up of my face.
Yeah.
And then she sent them to all my friends. So when I kind of woke up that morning and I looked on Facebook, and there's everyone wearing a mask of my face.
All right. That's good. Kind of appropriate to be wearing masks this time of year, right?
Or
this
time. Well, that's all you could do, right? I mean, we're in the lockdown mode. We're supposed to be in a high contact, high risk area. So
you're up in Canada, right?
I am. I'm in Toronto. What about yourself?
I'm in Houston. I'm just north of Houston.
Oh, you're way down there.
Way down here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're in the land of Tandy and TR, like the TRS-80. And there's a lot of tech companies in Houston.
Yeah. Dell is in Austin. Austin's a big hub. It's a big technology hub.
Yeah, you think that you'd be right into that business then?
Hey, I managed to hide very well.
Well, that's good. So I'm recording this now. Okay. And then basically I'm just going to do a quick little intro here. So are you a Jeff or a Rocky?
I'm Jeff. Yeah.
Okay. And these are real names?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to just ask you to do a little blurb here. Then we're going to go into kind of what you're listening. Like, tell me about your podcast, what you're listening to, what you use to edit and stuff, because the editing is fantastic on your podcast. I really enjoy that.
That would be Rocky. he's a genius. He makes me look good.
Okay. All right. So give me a couple seconds here. So we have Just Jeff and the Dazzlingly Uncool. Is there
Dazzlingly? I have trouble pronouncing it too. Yep.
Yeah. Is there supposed to be something after that?
Nope. Just we used to be called Just Jeff and Friends for the first season. And we decided to change it to the Dazzlingly Uncool because we just figure as Gen Xers, that's kind of what we are. We're uncool, but we're dazzlingly uncool. And we love that. We embrace that.
Oh, that's a little too close. Okay. Well, that's good. So tell me, what's the podcast about?
Well, we like to call it a lighthearted podcast for the Gen Xer and all of us. And we pretty much just talk everything 80s. We'll bring up a lot of 80s you know, just kind of pop culture and whatnot. And then we usually have a segment where we'll tell a story about usually me growing up in the 80s. And some of them can be quite entertaining from what I hear. So,
oh, dude, I love the 80s. Well, who doesn't? I mean, it's the funny thing is, though, now as we are getting older and into this whole lockdown thing, a lot of people are kind of regressing back to their formative years, like between like 11 and 16. And that's why this whole nostalgia kick's been on lately.
Yep.
So it seems like a good time to hit on it.
You know, I was, we started this about a year ago, in fact, about a year ago right now. And I was working with a company that employed a lot of millennials. I mean, they were just plentiful, right? And they would always ask me about the 80s, and they'd always kind of say, well, our generation does this. And that was kind of what made me want to do this podcast. I'm like, guys, I've got some stories for you. You know, this was, the 80s were fun. You guys don't know what it's about right now. And a lot of our episodes, we try to kind of bring in the millennial, the comparison of how different it is now to how different it is then. In fact, one of our episodes, we play, do you ever, you know, I Touch Roses by Book of Love? You know the song if you heard it. Awesome. But on YouTube, I found this video of like an 80s nightclub, and they were just kind of dancing. And I showed one of my millennial friends, and he just said, that looks boring. You know, they listen to this electronic dance music, you know, EDM as he calls it. And I always like to say, you know, when I hear of EDM, it's like my doctor saying you have ED. And I'm like, there's my EDM, right? But yeah, that was kind of one of the inspirations for me wanting to do it.
Yeah, well, it sounds interesting, that's for sure. So every week is just like a story between you and your buddies,
and Rocky. Rocky and I, we are the two that are always on it, and we'll do some interviews here or there. We'll have some people on. You know, a lot of the stories that I tell, I like to keep the names, the innocent. You know, the names withheld for the innocent, but a lot of times you'll hear names of my buddies growing up and whatnot. And we want to start having more interviews and having more guests on, because
bring me up. Like, I'm game.
Well, you know, I want to have the millennial that was one of the, you know, the reasons we did this. I want to have him on. You know, our main audience obviously are our Facebook friends that we went to high school with, right? You know, we're just trying to bring up memories of the past, and, you know, the more people we can reach, the better.
So. Yeah, dude, it's, when I look back in high school, it's, I'm really glad there's no cameras.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. I don't think any of us would be where we are today if they had cell phone technology back then. We'd all be looked at quite funny. Like, you did what? My first car was a 1973 Buick Century.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you could park it in any of these small parking spaces anymore. It was huge, but I tell you, it was fast. I don't know much about cars, but I knew it was fast. So we had fun with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not allowed. My wife won't let me buy fast cars anymore, or 4x4s, because I do stupid things in 4x4s too.
Okay.
So it's nothing but econo boxes and, you know, slow wheels.
Yeah.
Just because I do stupid things. Okay. So it's you and your buddies. You make these podcasts, and that's why you got into it, and you've done what, 46 episodes or something now?
We've done 40. Well, yes, we've actually done 46 plus. You know, we started, like I said, about a year ago, and at about 36 episodes, Rocky and I said, you know, we probably need to end season one right now. So we decided to go to 40 for season one. But then we have a lot of special episodes that are usually just like 10 or 15 minutes, like when Kenny Rogers died. We did a little Kenny episode just because he was so influential in the 80s, right?
Right.
And during Masters Week, you know, they didn't have it this year because, well, they did it in November, but we did just kind of a little Masters thing. So they're usually little blips, little just short. We did a Super Bowl one, you know, just we feel like we got something funny to say, and we like to think it's funny, but
okay. And now, how are you and Rocky recording this now, like during the COVID things? Do you guys still get together, or do you do it remotely, like how you and I are doing it now?
Well, he lives in Utah.
Oh, well.
And so we do it remotely. Now, he does have a lake house here in Texas. And when he comes down, he and I will take that opportunity to, I'll go there and we'll try to record for hours and try to put some stuff in the can so we have it in case one of us can't do it on. We usually record Sunday night.
Okay.
And if we can't record on Sunday nights, we like to have some stuff in the can that we can always, you know, dive into.
Oh, so for sure.
Normally it's Sunday night and we just, one of us will just throw out a topic and it's 100% ad-libbed, with the exception of sometimes the cold opener. We have an idea of what we want to say and we'll do it. But I do something at the end called a final thought, and those I write and record.
Okay. And what are you using for a microphone yourself?
We use a Blue Snowball. I've got one right there. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, we use a Blue Snowball. Rocky kind of set us up with that.
Okay. And then, so do you know what Rocky uses to do the editing with? Do you know what software he uses?
I do. I actually took notes on that because I knew, and I misplaced them. He uses, maybe they're over here. Sorry.
That's okay. I can always edit this part out. I have mad editing skills.
Okay. He uses Logic Pro.
Oh, so he's an Apple guy. He's got a Mac, if I had to guess.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of a jack of all trades. He's a good musician and just really knows the audio side of things and throws in little funny sounds and laugh tracks, and he does a pretty good job.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, so when I started listening to, what was the episode here? The Eating Away at Our Childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just listening to it, and I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of like sounds just dropped all the way through.
Yeah.
You're listening to it, and it's like he's just kind of editing it and dropping it in there. So yeah, he's spending time on the editing. So how long have you known this guy, like known Rocky?
He's my brother.
Oh, all right. So
I'm 52. He's 54. So I've known him 52 years.
Oh, so he's older than you, but he's more tech savvy.
He's pretty tech savvy. I got a younger brother too. He's pretty tech savvy. We've had him on once and we want to have him on more as well. But I'm kind of in the middle of not knowing things. So.
Well, dude, it's good that you're recording it because then it's good for posterity for your kids and stuff too. And just look back at it. And that's why I enjoy doing this. I figure my kids will look back at it and say, oh, my dad was such an asshole. And here he is.
Exactly. See, we can prove that, you know, their thoughts of thinking we're assholes are just absolutely correct.
Yes.
We put light to that so they know they're right. It's one of the few times they're right. Right. So.
Yeah. And plus when I put out a story, like when I'm doing my own little story and it might be 7 to 8 to 10 minutes, my kids don't have the attention span to listen to it.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get 30 seconds into it and they're like, see you, Dad, I'm already here.
I think that's one of the reasons Rocky also takes over all the editing. I probably after about 30 or 40 seconds, I'm like, hey, there's a butterfly over there. But he does a great job. And, you know, there's a lot. We'll usually record on Sunday and he will send me something by Tuesday. And I'm just shocked at what he's done, you know. And then I'll listen to that and write my final thought. But, I don't think I could do it without old Rock.
No, so, that's for sure. And now, do you listen to podcasts yourself?
I do. I haven't, because most of the time I would listen to podcasts would be in the car.
Right.
And with COVID and whatnot, you know, we're not driving as much. And unfortunately, I was also a COVID casualty as far as work goes. So I'm not driving as much, obviously, but I like to listen to trivia podcasts. Do you ever listen to those?
No, but I do play a game called HQ Trivia.
Okay. That's on your phone, that? Right?
Yep.
That's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, like they got bought out and they went under for a little while, but then when the COVID hit, they came back with a vengeance.
Okay.
And I've won that thing maybe, geez, I don't know how many times, 20 or 30 really? Times. Yeah.
I like how you just said out. I love the Canadian. I love the Canadian accent. I actually, if you can see over my head here, I got a Detroit Red Wings jersey. I lived there for about 8 years, and I've always kind of liked Canada. My favorite comedian's from Canada, Norm Macdonald. I don't know if you.
I know Norm. Well, I don't know him, but
yeah.
I know who he is.
Trivia podcasts a lot. You know, when you're driving, it just kind of, I say it keeps you sharp. Sometimes you find yourself paying more attention to that than the road, and that's usually not too good. But
well, yeah, I don't turn my podcast until I'm on like a country road or something.
Right, right.
I don't like listening to it in the city. So yeah. You listen to the trivia podcast. Which ones are they?
Well, there's one called Trivia with Buds. He's kind of taken off. I listened to him for a long time, and I think he's kind of getting some traction. He does it every day. They're usually, you know, 10 or 15 minutes long. They're not that long, but, you know, they're a lot of fun to listen to. There's one called Movie Trivia Schmodown. There's one called Simon Time Trivia. Those are just a few of the ones I like to listen to. Now, of course, Will Ferrell has a Ron Burgundy podcast that I listen to, so that's kind of fun. But anything, usually anything trivia related or comedy related, I like to listen to.
Oh yeah, have you listened to Smartless?
I have not.
Okay, so it's Will Arnett, Sean Hayes, and Jason Bateman.
You mentioned that the other day.
I love that podcast, and they interview celebrities every week.
Okay.
But it's always funny because they're always interviewing comedians and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they're number one for the podcast right now. And they've only been doing it maybe 3 or 4 months. But it's so addictive and it's so funny. And you get on it and I'm nonstop laughing when I listen to that. That's my immediate good mood. I listen to it on a Monday morning and my week is okay.
Is it a once a week thing?
Yeah. It's about an hour and a bit.
I've always liked Jason Bateman. In fact, I have a 6 degrees from Jason Bateman story. My best friend for 40 years, his dad actually married Jason and Justine's mom. He's since passed, but I never met him. I think Hicks met him maybe once or twice, but just kind of a small world there. He and Will Arnett, ever since they did Arrested Development. Did you watch that show?
Never seen it before in my life.
You need to watch it if you like those guys. It's fun stuff. What's the name of that podcast?
Smartless.
Smartless?
Yeah, like less smart.
Okay.
But then I'm backwards.
Listen to that.
Oh, dude. Yes.
I heard you mention it and they had like Stacey Abrams on. You said right. That they had. And I imagine that would have been timing for the other shit right, show. Yeah, that you're right, talking about a shit show.
Yeah. Right before she was announced as governor or whatever the job is down there. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And they also had Kamala Harris on there.
Really?
She's kind of interesting.
She's very interesting.
Yeah. She's not nearly as articulate or well-refined as I thought she'd be. She kind of, you know, she talks just like a regular person, which is kind of nice. So, but, you know, I guess we'll find out January 21st how
everything works out. I mean, maybe. Like I said, that we don't know when that's going to end, but that's one thing we never bring into our shows, anything political. We don't, you're either going to make 50% of the people happy and the other 50% mad. So we just try to stay as even keel as we can.
That's probably smart, but that's all the questions I had about this. So now how long do you plan on doing this for? Like what's like you said you're a victim of COVID. Does that mean that you had COVID or that you got a laid off?
No, I was a victim of COVID as far as my job goes. I was working in March and I haven't been working since. So, you know, a lot of layoffs in oil and gas down here when it went off, but since we were doing this before COVID, I mean, we don't see an end to this only because we have fun doing it. You know, right. Our numbers aren't anything. I like to tell people, you know, we've probably in the year that we've done it, you know, we do an anchor advertisement in the middle of all our things. I don't know how much you get for that, but you know, in a year we've probably made a good 3,000 pennies, you know, We'd love to, you know, have a lot more listeners. You know, when we look at some of the shows and we see that they're higher than others, which isn't high, you know, it kind of gives us a recharge. But, you know, the ones that listen to us a lot, you know, they'll always kind of give comments and make us feel good. And, you know, we just have fun doing it.
Well, that's good. And are you on any kind of social media too? Like, are you on...
Facebook. We actually have two groups on Facebook. One of them is Just Jeff and Friends, our original podcast name. And we have one called Growing Up 70s and 80s Texas Style. And there's a lot of nostalgia that's played on that. People will just, you know, post a picture of Speak and Spell and everyone will just talk about, oh, I remember that. And so that's a lot of fun. And we've got quite a few followers, you know, on that we have no idea who they are. So that's done okay. We just can't, and we post our podcast on those every week. We just can't seem to get all the followers to listen, I guess. But
Well, you might be able to monetize that crowd as well too, just by putting paid ads in there too.
On like Facebook or?
Right, on Facebook.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you might find a local sponsor that's willing to pay you to kind of put something up there, like a Texas brewery, for example.
Yeah.
You know, that's if you know.
Rocky is the producer, and we kind of joke that Jeff's always asking him for money, which, you know, obviously we don't do. And he's, you know, anytime Jeff messes something up, Rocky's there to fix it. So.
Hey, dude, I've taken up 27 minutes of your time. I appreciate this. I'll let you know when the episode goes live. It might take a few weeks.
Okay.
Just because I have like you're about the sixth interview I've done over the past three or so days. And I'll let you know. We'll see how it goes. And I'm looking forward to listening to more.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. What's that?
All right, man. It was nice talking to you. But yeah, the internet's breaking up because I can tell because now my kids are home from school.
And they're all, World of Warcraft has taken over for you. Huh?
That's it. So I'll talk to you again. I'll let you know when it goes live. And thanks for your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
See ya.